Immigrants who enter the United States illegally know that they're almost certain to be sent back home if they're caught. In a few cases, the deportation is immediate. In others, it follows a formal immigration hearing. But for some migrants, the order of deportation is just the start of a long legal ordeal. From New York, Elisa Roth reports on one such case.
4 years ago, Salim Yassir fled the makeshift refugee camp in Libya, where he lived with his mother and uncle. The Palestinian man made his way to England, where he illegally boarded the MS Traviata as a stowaway. When the ship docked in Elizabeth, New Jersey, near New York, Yassir asked for asylum. His claim was based on threats he'd received at home in Gaza and on his status as an illegal refugee in Libya. As is standard U.S. practice, he was detained by immigration authorities until his hearing. 5 months later, a judge rejected Yassir's claim. She offered him the chance to appeal, but Yassir was fed up with prison and agreed to be deported.
What the immigration judge failed to inform him was the fact that the U.S. does not maintain a repatriation agreement with Israel for the return of Palestinian refugees, and so that the likelihood of his removal was not significant.
Joshua Bar-David is Yassir's attorney. He notes that the political status of the Palestinian territories is such that there's no automatic deportation to Gaza or the West Bank. A third country has to agree to facilitate the return of refugees. The U.S. government said it wanted to detain Yassir until some country agreed to take him, even if it took forever. This summer, when Yassir had been in detention for nearly 4 years, his attorneys went to court, demanding that Yassir be released. The case hinged on whether the U.S. has the right to detain a deportee indefinitely if there's no country willing to accept him. Yassir's case was remanded to a lower court, which in turn asked the government to explain why it continued to hold him. But a week before the government was to appear in court, Yassir's attorneys were surprised by a call from the shipping company that owned the ship Yassir used to come to the U.S. Government officials were planning to put Yassir on a ship bound for Britain, they said.
That seems patently illegal.
Judy Rabinowitz is an attorney with the ACLU.
He doesn't have documents, there's nothing they can do, and as far as I can tell, he's just going to be stuck on the ship.
Yassir's attorney Bar-David puts it another way.
They were attempting to smuggle an individual into another country without travel documents. That is the definition of human trafficking.
In the end, Yassir was not put on that ship. But the government says returning stowaways to the shipping company is standard practice, and that Yassir's case is more complicated than his lawyers believe. Manny Van Pelt is spokesman for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He says there are two problems with Yassir's case.
One is his identity has never been clearly established. And the second point is that illegal immigration into the United States is just that. It's illegal. You cannot enter into the United States without inspection. As a stowaway, he violated that process, and he violated United States law.
Both are common problems for asylum seekers. That means there may be many more cases like Yassir's, according to the ACLU's Judy Rabinowitz.
How many individuals are there in similar situations who are just either in detention, nobody knows them and nobody's aware of their cases, or are in some of these cases even being put aboard boats when there's no place that's going to take them?
After the attempt to ship him out, the government relented and released Yassir. He's now living in the Bronx, outfitted with a global positioning satellite device and a tracking bracelet so that officials can be sure he doesn't try to escape. Immigration officials say he remains deportable at any time. For The World, I'm Elisa Roth in New York.